Yo, Supreme's FW25 drop felt like a turning point. Like, their latest stunt they just pulled with the sex dolls on the net with their pieces on the tool belt with pieces on them. I'm like, what the f*** is going on? Like, it really had everybody in shambles. The thing is, though, is like, Supreme's always had like that shock or like that different angle of promoting a brand, from like nunchucks to bricks to pinballs. But this one was extremely, I ain't gonna lie, this is like next level, completely left sided, you know, like, who was the audience for? And I feel like they really capitalized off of this latest drop with this campaign stunt, having Cardi as the face of the new T. And it's like, I guess they wanted to keep that motion running. Having that go on brought the name up even more. And it's like, it's not just like a parody brand kind of angle they're going at it. The pieces are actually fire. Like, they have great outerwear pieces, great heritage, like, you know, collab pieces going on in their latest capsule. So I'm like, they're really rolling this out heavy right now. Like, they hitting. A lot of people said Supreme was like dead, but like, I feel like they're coming for a new angle to like just revamp the, you know, the brand. So I don't think it's just trolling though, or like, you know, like, they didn't already let the horses out the stable though. So I'm really curious as to like how they're gonna move forward, because they know they can like really just run off of design itself, because they got the pieces, they got the, you know, the silhouettes. But it's like again, you don't already let the horses out the stable. So what's gonna look like going forward? Because people are gonna be expecting something crazy. I'm curious to see what y'all finna do now at this point. I'm not gonna lie, I'm curious.